Oh, glory. Are you grateful? Are you thankful? You know, you're still alive and not in hell. That's a good reason to be grateful and thankful. God is good all the time. Ephesians 6, please, verse 10. Finally. Everyone say finally. In other words, here's the conclusion, man. Get it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and not your own. Hello. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the trickeries, the wiles, and the deceptions of the devil. You know, so many people still don't believe there's a devil these days. That means they got him. You don't believe there's demons? You got him. But I believe in Jesus. You got him. If you don't believe that there's demons, you've got him. Verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Hello. But against what? Principalities. Those are fallen angels. In specific territorial and national areas that they rule. Nations, cities. That's what you call principalities of government. Amen. These are fallen angels that have taken position of darkness. And it says powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. Against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So let's read this again, verse 12. Let's speak it together. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That means places you do not see. Amen? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Do you know what the whole armor of God is yet? If you don't, you better learn it. That you may be what? Able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then explains you about getting dressed with the full armor. See, what does he explain? He said there's a spiritual fight. It's not physical. Everything starts in this unseen realm and manifests in the physical realm. That's where people keep thinking that addiction is a disease. No, it's a demon. Once it's gone, there's no more desire. Does everybody get it? Same thing with the spirit of nicotine. It's a demon. Remember, Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly. If there's stealing, killing, and destroying going on with your life, you got demons involved. Because that's what they've come to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. Does everybody get it? Jesus came to bring what? Life abundantly. Look at the powers of darkness bring chaos. God brings divine order. Is there chaos through the world? You betcha. It's a shaking and a quaking because everything's being exposed right now. Like never before. Never before. So we got a spiritual fight. It's not physical. We don't have a political fight. We got a biblical one. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. What's it say? I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Do what? Preach the word. In other words, decree the word. Why? Because when you speak it, you eat it. If you speak light, you eat light and you change. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort, slap the hell out of. With all long suffering and teaching. Why? So you can make room for heaven. Amen? For the time will come when they will not what? Endure sound doctrine. This is the falling away. There's a great falling away right now. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, which will be false. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. How many of y'all know the media is doing that right now? Amen. All over the world. You got false teachers, you know. I mean, you know. We went to a place to do some work. It was a church of the Latter-day Saints. They're so latter, they're not saints. But anyways, it's a Mormon organization, which is a cult. They've got a sense of falsehood of Jesus, but they baptize not in the blood of Christ, but in their prophets, which is wrong. So we went there and we let them speak. Everybody's called an elder. Elder Lucy, elder this, elder that, you know. And so that we let them talk because we had to get some information. And then I share with them my testimony. I told them about 30 years ago I had a visitation from the Lord. And they were like, what? I said, yes. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, spoken tongues. Taken it to the other side. And the first thing the Lord said to me is, my Bible is true. And I told them that. They proceeded, thank you for your testimony. Then gave me a Mormon Bible. I wasn't going to disqualify my testimony by throwing it in the garbage in front of them. So we threw it in the garbage when we got home. But you don't think that the Holy Spirit is dealing with them right now? They probably don't know anybody that came before them and said, look, I had a visitation from God Almighty who delivered me, healed me, and told me that the Bible is true. And it wasn't their Bible I was talking about. I didn't go into the area of demons and so forth because they wouldn't get it. Hello. So these are areas where these are teachers, false teachers. Amen. And it says they'll turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in verse 5, in all things, endure all afflictions, and do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your what? Your ministry or your calling. Ooh, itching ears. This is demonic influence. These are teachers and prophets of these days, and demons that come up to you and speak to you. It's called voice of the strangers or fiery darts. Did you ever realize the battle's really not outside, it's in here. The battlefield of the mind. Thoughts. That's what the devil goes after. And he knows exactly what you're thinking. Never think that the devil doesn't know what you think. Did you have an argument in your mind? Hello? Who do you think you're arguing with? You ain't arguing with God. No, take that drink. No, no, not now. No, do that hit. No, not now. That ain't God telling you to do that stuff. Amen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Welcome to the school of the Spirit. The reality of truth brings you to the other side. And when you cross over, you don't want to come back. But you know you got it because you got to fulfill a mission. Is everybody there? 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit or every person, but test them. Test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. False prophets. People proclaiming to be prophets are knowing the future and decreeing it, but it's really not correct. By this, you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into flesh or that Jesus is the Christ, I find more manifest when I say, can you confess Jesus is the Christ? You know? Because they'll lie and say that they believe Jesus came into flesh. But when you tell them, is Jesus the Christ, it throws them off. Hello? And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is the Christ or is coming into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the what? Antichrist. Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he is in the world. So we don't have excuses, do we? They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. But we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who does not know God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, or the spirit of Antichrist. We're to test these demons, the voice of the stranger. That's why you're to ask yourself, who told me that? Where did that thought come from? Amen? That's how you test things. Who told me that? And don't tell that to an officer if he pulls you over. Who told you that? You know, you'd be arrested. Test those demons. Test the spirit. Jesus is the Christ. Amen? If they say, if they can't confess that, then they got a spirit of Antichrist and demons. Jeremiah 23. In verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak of a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continue to say to those who despise me, the Lord, he has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his voice? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury. Now we are in the second whirlwind right now. The first whirlwind is exposing all evil. The second whirlwind is releasing strategies, provision, and prosperity. A violent whirlwind, it will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it what? Perfectly. You will understand it what? Perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord? And not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in the secret place so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed and I have dreamed. Are we hearing a lot of that today? All over. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor, as their fathers forget my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Praise be to God. So in this time right here now, we've got what we call prophets, priests, and teachers. Prophets, priests, and teachers, which we must be very careful of what, who, and what we're hearing from them. Prophets, priests, and teachers. But what we talked about in Ephesians 6, it talked about spiritual hosts and wickedness in heavenly places. In this right now, which we're going to talk about tonight, is called priests, kings, and rulers. Because the principalities are known as princes, kings, and rulers. These prophets and priests and teachers are false. They work in a what we call a mixed anointing. Many of them are news anchors, medias in the music industry and all kinds of stuff. But again, there's teachers and false prophets and priests and so forth. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3 verses. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is the Antichrist spirit, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Well, remember, the Spirit of God came to bring what? Peace, joy, and righteousness, amen, and life abundantly. The devil comes to bring what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Sons of disobedience. Disobedience brings destruction. Among whom also we all once conducted our lives in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, or your thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were idiots out there, we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, and by the plan of God, which is grace, you have been what? Saved. You've been saved. I'm so tired of hearing people, I've been saved by grace, and I can go do whatever I want. You're an idiot. Because you're deceived. Who you serve when you die is where you go. Either the angels come and get you or the demons come and get you. Grace is God's plan. If you're not cooperating with God's plan, then you're in trouble. Amen? For grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of your own. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So it's not of works, it's about cooperation. God does the work. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them and manifest them. Amen? The prince of power of error is the Antichrist spirit working in the sons of disobedience. Matthew 12:43. It says, when an unclean spirit comes out of a person or a man, that's a demon. When they come out, he goes to dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house. That means that temple, that person from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. Wow. Demons, or known as unclean spirits, will return and attempt to access you again. I don't care how long you've been a believer. Once you agree with it, they have access. If you do and you make a mistake, you make sure you get rid of it. Amen? Ezekiel 28. Starting in verse 1, it says, the word of the Lord came to me again, saying, son of man, say to the prince of Tyre. Now this is known as Lebanon. Thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god. Now this is a principality. Does everybody understand that? It's a principality over that nation, Lebanon, that country, Lebanon. You say that I am a god, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not a god. Though you set your heart as the heart of a god, behold, are you wiser than Daniel? There is no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom and understanding, you have gained riches for yourselves and gathered gold and silver into your treasures. By your great wisdom, you trade in trade. You have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor. They shall throw you down into the pit, and you shall die the death of a slain in the midst of the seas. Will you still say before him who slays you, I am a God? But you shall be a man, not a God, in the hand of him who slays you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of aliens, for I have spoken, says the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of what? Tyre. So we talked about a prince, principality, and a king who's also known as a ruler. These are spiritual hosts in heavenly places. And say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection. Where ain't no man seal of perfection. Now, who is he talking about? Lucifer. Amen. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond, and braille, and onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. Why? Because he was there when God created the earth. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Why? Because he's the praise and worship leader. He was God's praise and worship leader. And he turned. Why do you think music is so effective? You don't think the devil knows how to manifest music to infiltrate people and open the door to demonic flow? You were the anointed cherub. There ain't no human anointed cherub. Who covers what? Covers the world, the universe with praise, God's praise. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. Where is the holy mountain of God? It was the earth. You walk back and forth in the midst of the fiery storms. In other words, when God created it. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your what? Trading. Remember, Tyre was a place of great trade. Its location was perfect for international trading. In the ancient times, it was the number one place to go to for merchandise to purchase, to trade, to go to other parts of the world. By abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I lay you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trading. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth, in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You become a whore and shall be no more forever and ever. Now, we know this is going to come. Amen? It's not come yet. This is the prince and the king of Tyre. They are the same as Lucifer. He is a prince, a king, and a ruler. Lebanon was a great location for the for entering the national trade. And he had control of it. Well, who still has control over it now? Lucifer, the kingdom of darkness. Amen? But this is where the battle is. See, we're not. This is not physical. This is spiritual. Isaiah 14, verse 3. It shall come to pass in that day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and hard bondage in which you were made to serve. That you will what? Take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. The Lord has spoken the staff of the wicked. He's broken the staff of the wicked. The scepter of the rulers, he who struck the people in wrath with continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, and persecuted, and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsmen have come up against you. Hell from beneath is what? Excited about you, to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth have raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations. They all speak to say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to hell, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and the worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High. Here's the Lord's response. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, the lowest depths of the what? The pit. Yes. See, he's the ruler of the world system. He still is. Just like Pharaoh. All the Pharisees out there, bunch of fairies, they all believe that they're gods. Pharaoh was freaked out. He's saying, what do you mean? I'm a god. He's an idiot. But so many people out there, even today, believe that they're gods because of all the money they have. Hallelujah. Babylon is known as Iraq/Turkey. But it's also known as the world. The Roman Empire was known as Babylon. It controlled the world. But look at the labor of them. Look at the torture people went through. It was just like those in the time of Egypt. The Egyptians, the Pharaoh proclaiming to be God. Caesar thought he was God. Daniel 10:4. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side, the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Ephah. His body was like braille, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words were like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me. For my vigor was turned into frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face with my face to the ground. And suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. There's a key to an answer to many things of why people, God's not hearing their words. Amen? And I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, the kingdom of Persia. Persia is Iran. Hello. Why do you think Iran attacked Israel directly for the first time ever. This is the first attack they brought on Iran. They always use their alliances. to attack Iran. I mean, to attack Israel. But Iran literally this time sent missiles and drones to Israel for the first time ever. There's prophecies being fulfilled now. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is Iran, withstood me 21 days. So this angel was bringing a message to Daniel. It was a prophetic message that was about God was telling Daniel about what was going to happen in the future. And the prince of power of air in Iran was trying to prevent that message from being completed. Does everybody understand this? Why do you think we're seeing everything? They hate Israel so badly. Their focus is to destroy Israel because of the prince of power of air there. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, the archangel, one of the chief priests, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the what? Latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. When he had spoken such words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And suddenly one having the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke, saying to him who stood before me, my Lord, because of the vision, my sorrows have overwhelmed me and I have retained no strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? As for me, my strength remains in me now, nor no strength remains in me now, nor is there any breath left in me. Then again, the one having the likeness of man touched me and strengthened me. And he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, do you know why I have come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia or against him. Indeed, the prince of Greece will come also. So these are all enemies of Israel. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. Now, this is powerful. What he's talking about is the spiritual battle. Listen, if you could see the spiritual battle, you know, God said, I've come to bring you the keys of the kingdom. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loose. In other words, what you speak here is affecting the unseen realm. Amen? So again, the king of Persia is so associated with Iran, is the perpetual enemy against Israel and all of their alliances. So the angel was trying to bring to Daniel revelation, reality of the things of the future. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. What does it say? And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought. Remember Michael? Hello? We just talked about him. And they fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Is he still deceiving the whole world? Yeah. Every Democrat, all of them, they're deceived. You know? Every anti-Christ, anti-Trump individual, they're deceived because they don't know what's going on. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. Those angels are prince of powers of air. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? Short time. Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth, says Jesus. I did not come to bring peace, but a what? A sword, so you can kick some butt. It's called the sword of the Spirit. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And the man's enemies will be those of his own household. Why? Because they'll have different belief systems. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will what? He will find it. Remember, there's no peace until the Prince of Peace comes, which is Jesus. They'll speak of peace, but it won't be real peace. In fact, you know, the next thing you and I are waiting for is a 7-year peace treaty. That's an event that will be a fulfillment. Hallelujah. In Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, that's Israel, and believers. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there is a nation. This is from, now Israel became a nation in 1948. Even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone is found written in a book. What book? That's the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Are we in the time of the end? Yeah. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others on this riverbank, and the other on the other side of the riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the rivers, how long shall be the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a time, times and half time. That's 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people have been shattered, completely shattered, and all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up, sealed to the end of the time. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, hallelujah. Now listen, he's talking about the red heifer. The red heifer, I think, is being sacrificed this week for the new temple. And they have 6 of them. This is what's going to start it off. Man, we are in the last days. Sometimes the last minutes. And the abomination of desolation is set up. There shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. So again, the red heifer, they've been breeding these till they got perfect red heifers. And they have them now. And they're supposed to be sacrificing one this week or next week or something to start off this whole event. I mean, this is where we're at. And the devil will come in and stop the sacrifices because eventually Israel begins sacrificing. And as they begin to sacrifice, the Antichrist will step in and stop it. That will be the abomination of desolation. And he'll step into the temple and he'll proclaim himself as God. Once he does that, we got 3.5 years left. You're not going to hear this stuff on the news We're bringing you news from the throne of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, do not lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. But we have announced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel, which is the message of truth, is veiled or blinded, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. Who's the God of this age? Amen. Lucifer, Satan. Who do not believe lest the light of the gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. But we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Oh, happy days. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body of the dying, the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus all may be manifested into our mortal bodies. Powerful. Remember the God of this age, known as the Prince of Power of Air, the Antichrist, Satan, Lucifer, where he controls the world through false prophets, false teachers, principalities. Amen. He controls the White House. I think he's living there right now full time. And many other countries, you know. But his whole focus is to destroy this earth. If he can blow up the whole earth, he's succeeded. He wants to remove the whole earth, destroy it, with all humanity in it. That's his purpose. Why? Because God created it. See, he's lost sight that God created him. That's why Jesus told him, he said, you shouldn't worship false gods. In other words, he was telling him, I'm your only God. I'm the one who created you, bonehead. But he couldn't get it because he's so caught up on himself. And I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Princes, kings, and rulers, they will be taken down. Again, they're being exposed like never before. And the greatest exposure is that Prince of Power. Not only this Prince of Power of Air, but the Prince of Power of Persia, who's actually over Iran. He's the most wicked. And he's the one that's influencing these people. And what religions are over there? Islamic, Muslim. I mean, come on, really. They behead, look at when they attacked Israel, they mutilated humans. Why? Because there's no love. It's all hate. It's all hate. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord who comes as a thief in the night. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light, sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to the wrath, but obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we walk or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So we know that this is going to happen. We know that when the enemy is exposed, amen, there's 3.5 years left. But that will also be a fulfillment of the final feast called, I mean, not the final feast, but a Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets is an event that will be a fulfillment where the body of Christ is removed from the earth. Because we're not accounted for the wrath of God. So the tribulation, and then it's called Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation is the wrath of God, which goes into Armageddon and everything else. World War III, so forth. But right now we're the birth pangs of and the beginning of sorrows, which is almost coming to an end. Because basically we're part of tribulation right now. Some of the seals have already been broken. The next seal will be broken is associated with the currency. That's why there's all kinds of stuff going on with the currency right now. People are running into Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is not backed by gold. People are promoting Bitcoin. I don't like it. It's not backed by gold or silver. It's backed by digital technology. The only thing that's backed by gold and silver is by getting gold and silver. That's why all the major banks, all the central banks are buying hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds of gold. Because they have to back their finances up. You know, every loan that is not backed by gold will be dismissed. So every bank has to have gold or silver to back up their loans. This is all coming to a head. This is how close we are. The next seal will expose all the financial and dismantle. That's why U.S. currency will deplete over 30%, if not more. That's why right now it's good to buy tangibility. Own something. Don't get in debt. Own something. Amen. And don't borrow, you know, especially from a bank, if you can avoid it. Because they're outrageously high interest rates. It's incredible. Anyways, avoid these things. Stay steadfast. Stay filled, dressed, and possessed with the Holy Spirit. Continue to decree things, because what you speak is what you eat. And get filled. Worship, worship, worship. God's presence is everything. Without his presence, we're nothing. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word tonight. We are honored and blessed. I ask that you protect the seeds that's been imparted into us, that they grow and bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.